Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN Network.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits, no increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
Jack McGlam program, folks, and we police and soldiers up here at our two national police and soldier associations truly believe that these FM micro broadcasters are American heroes. I mean, it's a hard job, folks. It's a hard job. It takes a lot of time. We had one up here for about 3 years until the government shut him down recently. And once again, they didn't have the lawful reason to shut them down because these people stay within the law. So they trump up other reasons to shut down these micro broadcasters. And we believe, after talking to Arthur here, that this is what's happened to him. He's making people mad very high up because he's allowing me and others to talk about things that are happening high up in our government, and that literally, and this is coming from me, a military veteran and retired police investigator, that the top criminals in the world lead our governments today, and these criminals don't like the people learning the truth. And so I can tell you, absolutely certain that the FM radio broadcasters are doing a service for God and country that is hard to beat, because they do it voluntarily, just like this old cop has worked at heading our two police and military associations for 26 years as a volunteer. Never made a dime out of it. And I've worked long, long hours. Like right now, I work 12, 14 hours a day, volunteering my time to educate our police and soldiers. Well, this is what our FM micro broadcasters do, folks. They work 24 hours a day, a lot of times 7 days a week broadcasting, and they don't make a dime. They do it because they love God and love freedom. And they're also doing exactly what God told each and every one of us to do in Psalms 94:16, where he asked each and every one of us to stand up against the evildoers and to stand up against the workers of iniquity. Well, this is exactly who Arthur Young is, and now he's being attacked by the government. And Arthur, come on the show here, brother, and tell the people what's happened to you and your family now, and I'll just hand you the microphone, so to speak, and you tell them what you'd like them to know about how your life has changed and may change forever if you don't win this case that's been brought against you. Go right ahead, brother.
Well, thank you, Jack, for having me on. We really appreciate your show, and the things you were saying are basically true. And we broadcast. We don't make anything. It's all donation and donation of our time. Besides being a FM broadcaster, I have been a taxidermist since back in 1956. And I do that on the side to supplement my Social Security to exist.
Yeah.
And it's not much money in it. It's a mere existence, really. And what has happened on the night of January the 12th, my wife and I were preparing supper, and I received a phone call from my little display, someone who was at my little display shop along the highway. It was a lady, and the lady said that we're here looking at your display, and we would be interested in buying some of your mounts, possibly some of the ducks. So I left my supper and went down and let them in, and they wanted to buy the three Mallard ducks that I have in there. And I might say at this point that I do have a federal permit to raise and sell Mallard ducks. And that's what these were, Mallard ducks that I raised in my own pen. And so I bargained with them for them to buy those three ducks. They had been mounted for about 15 years, and I said, well, I might as well sell them and mount some fresh ones. And then during the course of the conversation, they started wanting me to sell them a bear. And, of course, I had no bear on display down there, and I didn't have any bears to sell. I will say at this point that I did have bear skins in my freezer that were donated by hunters that were killed legally. And some of these have been in there since back in the 80s. I just have never had time to go in and fix them for my display. So, but I didn't have any to sell because I know you're not supposed to sell a Tennessee bear unless the bear comes from another state and it was killed legally, then you can sell them in Tennessee.
Yeah.
So what I told these people, I don't have one to sell, but I might could possibly help you find one. And that's what I had in mind because I have friends out of state that sometimes have one that they would part with that they've saved over in the freezer. So they said, well, how much would it cost to have a rug made out of it? And I showed them a picture of one that I had done for a customer years ago, and I said, it's $700 or $800 for a rug made like that. They said, well, we'll go ahead and take one. Just write us a receipt, and we'll give you a deposit right now.
Yeah.
I said, no, I can't do that because I don't even know what I can find. They said, well, we'll take it raw. It don't even have to be tanned. And I said, well, no, if you take one raw, the bugs are going to get to it and the hair's going to fall out. They said, oh, well, we've got somebody that'll tan it for us.
Uh-huh.
I said, no, no. I said, give me your phone number and your name, and if I can figure out a way to help you, I'll help you.
Yeah.
Well, since we didn't make any contract to sell a bear skin, they turned back to the ducks. They said, we'll take the ducks.
Uh-huh.
So I climbed up on a ladder and got the ducks down and handed them to them. They handed me some Federal Reserve notes, and then here come a swarm of game wardens through the door.
They have guns drawn?
No, they didn't.
No.
They said you're under arrest for, they said, not for selling the ducks, but for conspiring to sell a bear. And they put me in handcuffs, you know, and removed everything from my pockets. Now, I'm a person that has never had even a traffic violation in my life. I've never had a ticket to pay. Not one black mark against my record anywhere.
Yeah.
And they took me to their vehicle in handcuffs, and then they took what they wanted out of the shop. And then the arresting officer came to me and said, do you have any problem with us going up to your house? Which was up beside the mountain there a ways.
Uh-huh.
I said, I would like for somebody to let my wife know what's happening so she can come down and lock the shop up and take my truck home. So he and others went up the hill. And after 10 minutes or so, then they drove me up the hill. Well, my wife said when they got her to the door, they said, we have arrested Arthur. And she said, for what? And they said, for selling a bear. And she said, well, he knows better than that. They said, well, we want to look at your deep freeze. And she said, for what? They said, you have no options. So they came on in the house. They didn't show a search warrant. They came in the house, and they went through all the house, more or less put her under arrest on the couch. She wasn't allowed to move. They found birds that I had mounted, protected birds that were protected now, like hawks and owls that I'd mounted back in the 60s when they were not protected.
Yeah.
And they took all of those, loaded them into their vehicles, along with in the house they found two little bear cubs that were hit by an automobile back in 1985. And I skinned them out. It was just their skins. They'd been there ever since. And I hope someday to build a wildlife museum, and that's what I was going to use those in.
Yeah.
But anyway, then they sat down and wrote out a piece of paper saying that we gave them permission to search the house and the freezer and the other buildings on the property and wanted my wife to sign it.
Yeah.
She said, wait a minute, you told me that I had no options. And they said, well, Arthur gave us permission to come up here. She said, well, then go get Arthur to sign it.
Right. Good thinking. Smart.
Well,
yes, because they've just done an illegal search, and they know that they're going to lose the right to use that material they found, unless, of course, they get two or three officers to lie, which is very likely, to say that you gave them permission to search. And so that's probably what's going to come your way. Because you can give them oral permission to search, but then they're trying to get you to sign so they can use it in court instead of just their testimony, trying to get your wife to sign the paper saying you gave them permission to search. And so if they can't prove that you gave them permission to search, then they will lose the right, and they know this, to introduce that evidence, alleged evidence, into the court, because it's fruits of the poisonous tree doctrine, as I'm sure you're aware there, brother.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Well, then they came out wanting me to sign it, and I said, well, I'm not going to sign anything without counsel, without assistance of counsel.
Right.
So they said, well, that's fine. We'll go to town and get a search warrant. And they took me on into town, put me in jail, and obtained their search warrant and came back. And I might add, the search warrant is very vague. There's no probable cause in it that I can see at all.
Wow. Well, then that's not a good search warrant, brother. But, you know, the problem is, as we know here at our two police and military associations, is if you have a bad judge, and I'm not saying you do, there's a lot of good judges around, and I hope you have a good judge, but the judge can allow bad evidence in, and evidence gained illegally in, so what you're going to have to pray that your judge is an honest person, upstanding person, and will uphold the law. We'll be right back, Arthur. Stay tuned, folks, with more of this very sad story of a man being persecuted because of him trying to do what God said and that's get information and knowledge out to his people. We'll be right back.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
People who use Cartivite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartivite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartivite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartivite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, 2 months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartivite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator, for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs.
Okay, folks, you're listening to that old retired cop, Jack McLam, and I, as most of you know, I am the most highly decorated officer in the history of Phoenix, Arizona Police Department, but I'm also the most fired officer in the history of Phoenix Police Department because of standing up for people's rights and the Constitution and upholding my oath of office and then trying to get other officers to do the same. So I know what persecution is when you stand up and try to get information to other people. The government gets very, very mad and angry, and then becomes violent and many times prosecute you any way they can to get you to sit down and shut up. I'm looking here, folks, at an FBI brochure that's laying on my desk. It was handed out a few years back to police officers only, for the eyes of police officers only. It was put out by the FBI Joint Terrorism Task Force, and it has the FBI logo on the front. And you can get a copy of this, by the way, by getting a hold of us here at Aid and Abet Police Military Newsletter. But in this brochure, the FBI put out, and our cops got copies of it there in Phoenix, Arizona, and they weren't supposed to let the public know about it on the the inside of this brochure, it tells you, you police officers, that if you run across any of these people described on the other side, that they are domestic terrorists, and you must get a hold of the FBI's Joint Terrorism Task Force. And, folks, what I'm looking at on the other side here, I just turned it over, is it says extreme right-wing extremist or right-wing extremist. One is defenders of the U.S. Constitution. Another one is common law movement proponents, people that refuse to identify themselves, people that ask the officers for the authority of them being stopped, people that make numerous references to the U.S. Constitution, and then on another area, single-issue terrorist is what Butch Reno, remember the U.S. attorney under Clinton, the lesbian attorney general, Butch Reno, she called Christians doomsday cult group people, doomsday cult individuals or groups, Christians. And here listed in single-issue terrorists is doomsday cult-type groups. Okay, so Christians is led here too. So, folks, this is the type of information we put out that the government absolutely hates, because the police officers that receive this FBI brochure, many of them are constitutionalists, and many of them talk about the Constitution, and here they're listed as domestic terrorists, and many of them are Christians, and here they're listed as domestic terrorists. So this is the kind of thing that Arthur puts out by rebroadcasting programs like mine and others at RBN, and this is why they need to shut him down some way. Now, before we bring Arthur back on, I want to bring a friend of his on, a friend called John from Tennessee. And, John, come on here for just a minute and tell us what you'd like to say. Arthur's on the line, too. Go right ahead, John. Are you there, John? Hello, John.
Okay. Hey, Jack.
Thank you.
I don't know if Arthur, is his broadcast out by the Tennessee River? Is he out in a little town in middle Tennessee?
He said it was near Gatlinburg. Tell him, where is it, Arthur?
It would cover from Gatlinburg to Newport.
Okay, well, Arthur, first of all, my friend, I want to thank you. You're not the gentleman that I thought you were, the one that has changed my life, and I put you in his same category, is out in a little town called Parsons, near the Tennessee River. Micro broadcaster, that if it hadn't been for him, I wouldn't have known about RBN. I want to thank both of you for what you've done. You know, Jack, we know that, Christ said in the Bible that they persecuted him, that they're going to persecute us.
That's right, yeah.
And, you know, I know that Arthur's going through a lot. I'm praying for him. I don't have words to say how upsetting it is to think. You know, I'm sure I'm on someone's list, Jack, because I talk a lot about the Constitution. I talk a lot about our loss of liberty. What
do
I've
you
come
know-
to realize...
Yeah, John, do you know you're a domestic terrorist because of that attitude?
And I'm proud of it. What we need to understand, Jack, and for a long time I talked about the Constitution.
Uh-huh.
The Constitution has been suspended
since
Woodrow Wilson, War Powers Act. It was never rescinded.
1933,
so
that's right.
We are not living. When you talk about the Constitution, to me it's an inspired document. To those in control, just like Bush said last year, he didn't want to hear about it. It's just a piece of paper.
That's right, John.
So, Arthur, thank you, my friend. Thank you very much.
Thank you, John. God bless you, brother. Another great American, folks. But these micro-broadcasters, folks, we need to pray for and protect, because they are doing the job using mass communications that most of us can't do. And they're risking a lot to do this for America, for God and our country and our children. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth. Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN Network.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits, no increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle. And today, you're showing up in your new car and telling me you're buying a house? What did you do, rob Bill Gates?
No, John, I didn't rob Bill Gates. What I did do is visit the website www.didyourobbillgates.com. That's where I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. It's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my third week.
Whoa. What was that website again?
It's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Now write this down, John. You should go there and learn how this program can help you become financially independent, too.
Thanks, Bill.
I'm going there right now. Check, please.
You got this one, right, Bill?
Sure, John. Don't forget, it's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Next time, you'll be buying me lunch.
Deal.
Hold the phone calls right now, folks, would you please? Because our dear brother Arthur hasn't gotten to his story yet. So let's go right back to Arthur now. And Arthur, please continue on and let the people know what's going on.
Well, thank you, Jack. And I might insert right here that, you know, we operate within the law with our radio station. We're under the wattage. Everything was deregulated under 100 watts.
Yeah.
And also in Title 47 in Section 308, it says that during a time of war or emergency periods that no formal application need be filed, and that was an act in July of 1952.
Yeah. Okay, so we're under, according to our criminal president, we're under war right now, are we not?
It appears to me that we are.
Yes, we certainly are. Yes, we're provoking war. And about to provoke war in Iran and Syria, more wars. So, okay, go right ahead, brother.
To continue my story, three of the game wardens left my home with me to take me to the Sevier County Jail. And they left, I think, about five of the officers. And the young couple that bargained for the ducks and lured me down to the shop were undercover agents.
Yeah. They were agents.
TWRA, Tennessee Wildlife Resources Agency.
Yeah.
But anyway, they left about five of the game wardens with my wife, while three of them took me to town, put me in jail, and got a search warrant and came back, and then went through the whole property. And they found things that I had been saving, like copperhead snakes and rattlesnakes that I killed on my own property.
Yeah.
Some at my front door. If we would have stepped out, you know, they would have bit us. And
uh-huh.
I just throwed them back in the freezer thinking I might use them someday in a display. But they dug up 49 counts against me of different items they found in my freezer that I've been saving over the years.
My goodness.
Anyway, they put me in jail in the drunk tank. And they didn't give me a blanket. I asked for one, and it was cold. You had to sleep on a concrete slab.
Good grief. Wow.
And with all of the drunks, it was full of drunks, and they kept coming and going all night. And they would come in, some of them, 4 or 5 hours. They would get bonded out. Well, I went and asked to be bonded out, and they said, well, you can't be bonded out until you go before the judge. And after 2 days, they allowed me to go take a shower, and I was the last one that was allowed to go take a shower. Everybody else went ahead of me.
Uh-huh.
And then they put me back in the ward with about 28 other guys. And I was never allowed to have assistance of counsel of my choice. And I refused to sign anything while I was in jail. I didn't want to sign anything without assistance of counsel of my choice.
Very important. Very important, yeah.
So I think that's probably why they made it as hard on me as they could.
Uh-huh.
Anyway, on the fifth day that I was in jail, I was brought before a television camera and a monitor, along with several other fellows, and asked some questions. And
by the judge?
Yeah, by the judge. Of course, he was across the block at the courthouse, and we were in the jailhouse.
I see.
And, of course, the camera didn't show his face. I assumed it was a judge. They said it was.
Yeah.
But I think he, and like I say, I've never been arrested before, and I was very nervous, but I think he asked me to make a plea, but I didn't make any plea. I just simply asked the judge, why am I being held here for 5 days without assistance of counsel? And I'm a landowner. I've been paying Sevier County taxes since 1980. And who is an injured party? I don't know of anybody that's been injured. Why am I being held? Why can't I be released on my own recognizance?
Yeah.
He says you can't be released on your own recognizance, but you could get out on a land bond.
Uh-huh.
And my wife did carry documents down and got me released that same day on a land bond.
Yes, putting your land up for the bond, right?
Yeah, they had $10,000 bond on me.
Yeah.
And they've got six of these counts are, they say, Class C felonies.
Uh-huh.
And the rest of them are misdemeanors.
And there's something like 49 of them, huh?
49 all total.
That's great. Boy, they're trying to build it up against you to where you will plead. And they'll only give you a few years in jail, so looks like what they're doing. They're hitting you with everything, brother. And then they're going to allow you to plead guilty to certain charges. What they want to do is tell you you're going to spend the rest of your life in jail if you don't plead guilty to these felonies or these misdemeanors. And you'll have your choice then, either to plead to things that you're not guilty of, or to go to jail for the rest of your life, is what they're going to tell you. So that's what they're hitting you with all these charges for, brother. Watch out. That's what's coming your way. And you need counsel. And one of the reasons I'm having you on today, Arthur, is to plead to the listeners at RBN out there, if they know an attorney or if there's an attorney listening in, to please contact you, because they've given you a court-appointed attorney, which we in law enforcement, now you're not saying this, I'm saying this, brother, that we in law enforcement who have been around the court system for decades and decades know that when you get appointed a court-appointed attorney, that person works for the government, and they want to grow up one day to be a judge. They're attorneys, and they want to grow up to be a judge, and they bow and scrape and listen to and follow every order of the judge. And really, they're not working for you, brother. And that's a scary thing. They're going to do exactly, if this is a political trial against you, and your court-appointed attorney will know if it's one of these political trials that they're trying to do you in because you've done something the government doesn't like and it has nothing to do with the charges against you, that court-appointed attorney will not stand up for you against a political trial because he doesn't want to end his career potential by helping somebody that he barely knows. That's you and your family. So he's going to allow you to be railroaded into prison and stay out of the way so that he doesn't get hurt. And so that's the sad thing about this case and why I'm pleading with our audience out there that you need a real attorney, an attorney that'll work for you and your family. And I know you're on Social Security, and now they've closed down your small business there, which probably you didn't make much on anyway, it sounds like. You just did it to kind of supplement. So we're asking for an attorney to come forward pro bono or to accept payments. And so please, folks, don't just pray for Arthur. We do definitely want you to pray for Arthur and his family because he's being persecuted for God and country because he stood up. And, of course, our Lord, I guess you already know this, brother, our Lord at Matthew 5:11 said, "Blessed are you, Arthur, when men revile you and persecute you and say all manner of evil against you falsely for my sake." And that's what's going on, brother. That's the way we feel here at our two police and military associations. So I just pray that our listeners will help us find you an attorney that will work with you. And I will help pay. Many of our listeners at RBN will help send in a little money to help pay an attorney over time and get you some help there so that you don't go to prison for life. Because I got a notion, Arthur, you being a patriot and a Christian man, be very hard for you to plead guilty to things you're not guilty of, charges that they're going to trump up and have trumped up against you that you're not guilty of. But let me turn the mic back to you, Arthur. Go right ahead, and I just wanted to get that out to our listening audience that we need prayers, yes, but we also need help, need financial help, and we need an attorney to step forward that will take on a political trial. Okay, go right ahead, Arthur. Oh, all right, Arthur, yes, please do, too, give out contact information so that if we do have attorneys listening or somebody that knows an attorney that can call you or people want to write to you and send you a donation to help with your legal defense, please give that out information to our listeners. Would you, Arthur?
Okay, I will say at this point that we do broadcast on the Internet at our website also, and that has address and email.
Oh, good.
And that website is W50S. That stands for W50s.
Okay, and that's five. It's W50S as in Sierra, right?
That's right.
Okay.
And then it's country, C-O-U-N-T-R-Y.
All one word.
Dot.
All one word, W50S country.
Dot.
What is it?
Dot tripod. Dot com.
Okay, give it one more time now.
Okay, it's W50S country.tripod.com.
Okay.
And there is email address on there, which is simply W50scountry@hotmail.com.
Okay.
And I can be receive letters at Post Office Box 9, Cosby, that's C-O-S-B-Y. Tennessee 37722.
Okay, Post Office Box 9, Cosby, Tennessee, 37722. Did I get it right?
You got it right.
Good. Okay,
and
Post Office.
I wouldn't mind getting a phone call from somebody that could really help me at my home phone. I don't want to be barraged with just talk, but if there's somebody that can really help me, they could call me at 865-436-9316.
Okay, 835 area code.
No, 865.
Oh, I'm sorry, 865 area code.
Right.
436-9316.
That's correct.
Gotcha. Okay, 865 area code 436-9316. Good.
Okay, to continue what has happened, Channel 8 out of Knoxville, Tennessee, has really ruined my reputation. They have portrayed me as being a poacher out killing animals and selling them, which is not true. I have not even hunted one time since I've been in the state of Tennessee, not that I don't like to, and I've been here since 1981. Well, I just have not had time, and I've had several things that happened that just caused me to not be able to take the time and buy a license to go out and hunt. So I have not killed any game, so that is totally untrue.
Since 1981.
Since 1981. I moved here from Texas in 1981,
yeah.
And I have not hunted or trapped. Anything I had in my freezer came from a hunter who just said, hey, you want this, you can use it in your display, you know, someday. And my dream when I came here was to build a wildlife museum for people to walk through and be able to see the animals in their natural habitat, and that's why I was saving those items.
I see. Okay.
And like I say, they have literally ruined my business by painting me as a criminal before I was ever convicted.
Yes.
And they set a court hearing for February the 9th, which I went to. And I could not get any information out of anybody as to what this hearing was about until I went to the courthouse office and pinned them down and asked them, is this arraignment? And they said, no, you were arraigned in jail.
And you didn't even know it. You
didn't
even know it.
And they said, this is a trial. So I was trying to defend myself with help from friends who are patriots, and I wasn't doing a very good job of it, but we realized there were several of these game wardens there that day that what they were planning to do was convict me and put me in jail that day because the television crews, both of them, were out there in the parking lot waiting to film it. And when I realized what was happening, I did stand up and ask the judge for a court-appointed attorney.
Good.
And he granted that, and then he set a court hearing for a preliminary hearing for March the 16th.
Okay.
And my attorney, this court-appointed attorney, said that that would be a preliminary hearing to see if this was going to go before the grand jury.
Okay.
All right.
What's your judge's name? Do you know?
His last name is Rader.
Rader? How do you spell that?
I think it's R-A-D-E-R.
R-A-D-E-R. Do you know his first name?
At the moment, I don't, but I might could hunt it up while
that's okay.
A break or something.
Okay, brother. Well, where is he? Is he the Sevier County judge?
He is in General Sessions Court, and that's where this is going, to General Sessions Court.
General Sessions Court, and what county is that?
Sevier County.
And it's spelled severe, just like the word severe?
S-E-V-I-E-R.
Oh, I-E-R. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right, brother. Yeah. Well, I'm just praying and hoping that you've got a judge that's an honorable person. Because, but many times, brother, many times with these political trials where they're trying to persecute somebody, and they don't have a good case, and they've done all things wrong like they have in your case where they went in and searched and did an unconstitutional search, and then tried to get you to sign for the unlawful search so that they could use that evidence gained against you. Many times they'll pick a judge, and I'm not saying they have. I'm just saying that many times they'll pick a judge that's corrupt too, that'll go along with a political trial. And we'll just have to pray about that, brother, that you have an honorable judge, and he won't put up with this unconstitutional activity of these law officers. And I've been in law enforcement for many, many years, brother, and I'll tell you, an honorable judge can save you, if you have a political judge that's looking to move up in the system, and he will go along with anything unlawful and anything corrupt to move up and get promoted up through the system, you got a big problem. That's why you need a good attorney. Because right now, we don't know if you have an honorable judge, and we don't know if you have a corrupt judge that will go along with a political trial. But we're going to be praying about it, brother, all across this nation. Our people will be praying for you, and we're hoping that an attorney will step forward to guide you through the minefield, we must say. And this is coming from an old cop, police investigator of many years. Be right back with you, Arthur. Stay tuned, folks, with more from Arthur Young and his travails.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN Network.
Are you concerned about the high price of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription filled. That's over 46% savings. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page so you can get an idea of your discount price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, and all prescriptions are covered. And 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.rxdrugcard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
Running running out of time here. We're going to go back and give the microphone to Arthur here. Arthur, we just have a few minutes left, brother. But I just want to tell, I would love to have the judge listening today, but I doubt if that's going to occur. But I just want to tell the judge and the prosecutor, I've been around a long time, brothers out there, prosecutor and judge, and I can tell you, folks, I've seen all kinds of corruption in government, in the courthouse especially, over the years, and we all are going to stand before the Lord, and we're going to answer for what we did in this life. There is no getting out of that, folks. And so I hope that you'll realize that this is a political trial against our brother Arthur and his family, trying to shut him up and make him stand down, so that the people that listen to the broadcast from RBN and others that he broadcast will learn about who the true enemies of God and liberty are. Arthur, go ahead and take the microphone. We got a couple minutes left, brother, and tell the people what you'd like them to know.
Well, I certainly would greatly appreciate any help, especially prayers. I am a believer in our Heavenly Father and try to follow His ways, trying to live and treat my fellow man as I'm required to be obedient to the Heavenly Father, and I certainly appreciate anybody's prayers, and I believe that that is the main key in this. And the reason I think that this is has something to do other than the taxidermy, and since I've been here in 1981, I was only one time checked by game wardens when I first came here in 1981. And then this past summer I was checked because my taxidermy license had expired, and they do not send out notices anymore letting you know that it's going to expire. So I let it expire. And but those two times are the only times I was ever checked by a game warden. And then all of a sudden, you know, they come in on me, and I feel like it's something more than this fact that I collect animals. I mean, if you go to a mechanic, you expect him to have car parts around that he saved off of other vehicles to fix your car with.
Sure.
That's
yeah.
Why I have deer horns around and pieces of hide, because hunters a lot of times shoot a point off of their deer. And
yeah.
I'm able to saw a point off of one of those horns and splice it on and makes them happy and makes their horn look uniform. And that's why those were here. You know, and they had me charged with quite a few of those horns, which I couldn't prove where they came from. They've been here, they're old and dried and been here for years, and anyone could look at them and tell that.
Well, I hope, brother, that your attorney, when we do get you attorney, I'm going to pray we do get you attorney that'll work for payment as they should, or pro bono. That would be wonderful, because this is a political trial. And we're going to just pray that your attorney knows enough to get somebody who's an expert in skins, like somebody that can tell how old these items are. That would be very important, because if they're decades old, like you're saying, many of these things are or 10 years old or something, they will be able to tell, brother.
Yes, that's true.
Yes. Well,
Jack, I certainly appreciate you having me on. We love your show, and I know that we have a lot of policemen in the area that listen to your show.
Yes. Well, I tell you, we just love our police officers and soldiers. That's why we work 12, 14 hours a day trying to get them educational material and information. And we thank you, too, Arthur, for being a stand-up American. If more people stood up like you and your family and were activists, Arthur, we wouldn't be in this condition in America today. And, brother, I'm just honored to know you and honored to serve with you at this time in American history. And God bless you, brother. And once again, folks, Post Office Box 9, Cosby, Tennessee, 37722. Talk to you.